I think we have enough hate crime laws. Those things are hard to define. People forget that we have so many laws. It's getting to where we are criminalizing things that are they're not even crimes. I look at what's going on in the universities, for example. You can hardly express your own opinion exercising the First Amendment without getting carried into some sort of court to be held accountable on some spacious sort of sensitivity that nobody really ever even understood years ago as being other than just expressing your own opinion. We have laws on the books, and I've helped get a lot of them on there for gangs, for domestic violence, for financial crimes. I don't think we have a problem with our laws. What we have is a problem is we need more economic strength and development in South Carolina. A thriving economy that is creating abundance is much better than trying to manage scarcity. We've been managing scarcity. I know how to create abundance to help Thank companies you. Come here that will provide jobs for people, Thank and you. I want to do that.
Ms. Templeton.
First, we have to treat criminals like criminals. We have to make sure that those that we are already putting in jail don't have their cell phones to call their buddies so that they can escape. We have to jam the cell phones no matter what the federal government tells us to do and the bureaucrats and the cell phone lobbyists. We have to make sure that the prisoners who are there serve their entire sentences so they don't come out and you know, as we had happen in Charleston, abuse one of our mothers and take one of our children. We have to make sure that we actually execute the people on death row who have already been tried and convicted swiftly and finally. And that's why I have asked Walt Wilkins to help me as my lieutenant governor. He worked as U.S. attorney. He has put gangs in jail. He has he's deported more illegal immigrants than anyone in the history of the state. He's put more criminals in jail than any other solicitor. And he's also dealt with Islamic terrorists as well as corrupt politicians, and those might be, you know, one and the same. So it's very important that first we get under control what the safety in South Carolina.
Thank you. Mr. Warren.
Well, when you mention Islamic terrorism, I think I'm probably pretty qualified to talk about Islamic terrorism, as I've done over 300 missions as a combat leader in the Marine Corps. What we have in South Carolina is a responsibility to protect our citizens. As governor, I will do that. I treat being governor as being the commander-in-chief of the state, and I ask you, who on this stage do you want to protect you when your life is in danger? You need a Marine. Instead of worrying about the hate crimes, we need to enforce the current legislation that is already on the books. We need to prosecute them vehemently, we need to lock them up, and we need to make sure that they're not gonna do more harm. One problem that we do have that is starting throughout the state is illegal gang activity. And that is why I have put forth a plan that calls for anyone being arrested for gang activity having their immigration status checked. We don't have sanctuary cities. We need to make sure that we don't have illegal gang activity as well.
Thank you, Mr. McGill.
Across South Carolina, down on the coast, it's a horrible problem. Down in Myrtle Beach, a lot of other areas, all over the state. And I can tell you the biggest problem that we have is we have got to invest more in the children of this state. We have got to invest more. If we don't start early with the young children, then what will the dysfunctional opportunity be for that individual? I'm told some 80% of those that are in prison today come from dysfunctional homes. Think about it. We have got to invest in our young children, and we have got to make sure that the investment is K through 12, but also eventually when they get it at college level, not all children will be going to a regular college. They may be going to a regular technical college, and they will acquire the skills that they need where they won't be looking in a negative way.
Thank you, Mr. Bryan.
Thank you, Andy. This notion about hate crimes is nothing more than a liberal agenda to violate free speech and to trample on people's religious liberty. So I will not support any sort of hate crimes. And also I'd like to mention what kind of crime is not a hate crime. So that's just an issue that really is coming from the left to trample on religious liberties. But I will tell you about the record that I have by serving in the South Carolina Senate. South Carolina now has on the books that a child rapist goes to death row. I offered that amendment. I had to filibuster for several hours, but we got it done. criminal domestic violence in South Carolina. We did some things that made it just a little bit better, but it did not go far enough. Right now, we have criminal domestic violence degree 1, 2, and 3. Number 2 is just like Ray Rice beating up his girlfriend half to death in an elevator. And in South Carolina, that would be a misdemeanor, and that is a joke. And we need to stiffen penalties on criminal domestic violence.